This is Tim Porter O'Grady, along with Kathy Malik. I'm one of the authors of Quantum Leadership, Advancing Innovation, Transforming Healthcare. We have now finished the fourth edition and hope that you will find it to be a valuable addition to your learning armamentarium as you develop your deeper understanding of leadership within contemporary organizations and within a context that delineates concepts of conflict as well as complexity and complex adaptive systems. Clearly, the information contained in this book reflects an entirely different conceptual foundation for leadership and therefore can be challenging to dig through as you're attempting to get a deeper understanding of successful and effective leadership in contemporary complex adaptive organizations. The leader is critical to the success of any organized human effort, and understanding what we know about leadership, the development of leadership, a little bit about the history of that leadership, and the reason for new foundations for leadership practice will become apparent as you move through each of the chapters of this book. The language is as simplified as it can without losing connection to the depth and breadth as well as meaning of the new concepts coming out of complexity science as applied to human dynamics and the leadership of human groups. However, we've tried as much as possible to be helpful to you in this effort and to help you get a chance to develop some insights through use of tools in each of the chapters that I think will help highlight some of the concepts that we're attempting to communicate. In every chapter, we've attempted to make sure that there were key points pulled out from each of the pages that help stimulate recall and memory with regard to some of the broader and deeper concepts contained on those pages. We've also placed in each of the sections of the chapters points to ponder, which are moments where faculty and students and other learners can reflect on the concepts, perhaps have questions or dialogue around those concepts as a way of clarifying what they mean and deepening their understanding of the application to their own clinical role and leadership capacity. We've also tried to include in-chapter scenarios or examples so that they too can serve as a translational device, taking some of the concepts, putting them within context, and using the in-chapter scenarios as an opportunity for seeing how they might be applied or raise issues with the reader in a way that helps challenge them to do translational work and to see some of the concepts unfold within the application of leadership or real-time situations within the context of the expression of that leadership. Hopefully, these will be helpful to you as you help develop deeper notions of leadership and try to apply those notions in practical and meaningful ways in real-time scenarios within complex organizations. We've also tried to make sure that because we know that it is predominantly used as a learning text, that the end of chapter quizzes are relevant to the content of the chapter. While they certainly cannot cover every item in the chapter, the quizzes really do focus on some of the key points that we hope the reader will have obtained by the end of the chapter in a way that will be meaningful and valuable to them as they unfold their learning in each chapter. We've also added to the fourth edition case studies for each chapter. There are now three case studies that faculty, learners, and other readers can use to help explore and exemplify some of the concepts that are in the chapters in ways that relate to real-time, meaningful issues that leaders are going to find themselves confronted with in the real world. And with these scenarios, with these case studies, we're hoping that a deeper understanding of the concepts can be translated into deeper skill sets and applications of the reader as they begin to see real-time, practical, and usable applications translate the concepts in meaningful ways. We're hoping that what you can do using dialogue and group process is assured that there is a medium through which the readers can collectively gather together for dialogue, discussion, discourse, and deeper discussion around particular cases, so that group learning, team-based learning, can be a part of the development of this process. While this textbook is primarily developed for broader, well-developed leaders, we're also hoping that as a learning tool that those in management and leadership roles will use this as an opportunity for learning together, doing collective work, using the scenarios and the case studies as vehicles for that collective work. We've tried also to organize the chapters in a way that flow through most of the issues that will be confronted by leaders. We want to emphasize the fact that this is not a management textbook. It is a leadership textbook. We realize that what is really critical in clinical practice is the development of leadership within the clinical environment, expansion of leadership concepts so that clinical leaders as well as management leaders have an opportunity to learn concepts that can apply to their own leadership role, whether it be a formal management role or a clinical leadership role in a complex organization, service, or unit. So the chapters are really designed to focus on issues that are going to affect the appropriate expression of leadership. We try to begin with broad concepts of leadership itself within the context of a transforming and reforming healthcare system, and also applying the theoretical concepts that come out of complexity science, so that through making that connection, we can really help the reader understand and discover some of the foundations of leadership that are redescribing the experience and expression of that leadership within organizations. We move quickly from basic concepts into much of the translational concepts that will be really, really important to the role of a leader as those leaders unfold in their own role. We deal more deeply with complexity, applying it to the leadership role in the chapters, and try to embed that in each of the chapters. We also use concepts related to evidence and how evidence guides leadership as well as clinical practice, so that the leadership that is expressed is reflected of the evidentiary dynamics that ground it. We realize that we need to create a context for innovation and change in a system and time of major transformational change, and delve deeper, make a deeper dive, if you will, into creativity and innovation leadership as a major part of the role of the leader. We also recognize that conflict is a normative part of a leader's role, and we want to make sure that the basic, most contemporary, up-to-date elements of managing conflict, understanding it, deepening our ability to engage it and to move beyond it is really critical. And as we begin to change systems and confront many of the issues related to change, including issues related to immediate change, some of the dramatic shifts and transformations that have to occur, as well as elements of crisis and the events related to crisis, that leadership in crisis is also a very important element of leadership. Personal leadership, the ability to adapt as a person, as an individual, to look deeply within and to recognize that who you are as a leader is as important as the leadership you express, in fact, influences that in a very direct way, is really critical to the content of leadership, and we try to explore that with some objectivity and depth as you develop your own person of the leader in your role as leader. Errors, opportunities for addressing errors, for brokenness, for the challenges in organization, recognizing that we need also to look at personal issues, emotional issues, issues of competence, helping toxic organizations, those that are deeply embedded in human negative forces, are all a part of the development of the leadership capacity in human dynamics and human organizations. And we certainly tried to explore that with great depth. We've also tried to kind of bring full circle by looking at transformational, at coaching, at transformational processes, at personal courage, at renewing the spirit of leadership and the energies associated with positive leadership and good leadership, and try to incorporate all of those as we develop the personal human side of your leadership capacity. It is our hope that with all of these enhancements and the improvements in the fourth edition, that you will find this text to be useful, that it will be helpful and meaningful, and that it will serve as a major component of the developing of your leadership capacity as you take on the obligations of leading complex organizations and of creating the future of healthcare. We're thrilled to be a part of that leadership journey.